Sam's out for a couple weeks with a sprained tongue.
Yeah, guys, I don't know what happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most warmed up podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Nothing. Feeling good. Feeling loose. Ready to get the show started.
Yeah, Tam wanted to do warm-up exercises, and I just looked at him like he was an idiot.
All right. That's fine. I'm feeling good. My fingers are all loose. My jowls are jiggly. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the whole day. Without this warm-up exercise, I was like going to pull a tongue muscle or like just my tongue.
Tam's out for a couple weeks with a sprained tongue.
Yeah, guys, I don't know what happened.
All right, well, that was nice.
Because I warmed up!
You got really like pumped there, and, like warmed.
I was telling Abby. I feel really jacked in this shirt. I feel like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like. Got your jack shirt on.
I got like my arms are filled out. I'm like, got some traps and baps.
Got some traps and lats, baps, sweet baps.
Faps.
Faps.
You gotta work on those faps twice a day.
Twice a day, three times on my birthday. And on Valentine's Day, it's just one, but it's a real long session.
Candles, incense,
crying.
Lots of crying.
Don't Cindy Lauper.
Cindy Lauper. Danny DeVito.
You just watch Always Sunny and listen to Cindy Lauper. Huh. That's sad.
I like how you both went for a drink and stopped.
I'm sorry.
Just to think about that.
Like the image just finally like came together in my head. I'm like, that's sad.
Andy, how was your time away from the podcast?
It was nice. I feel refreshed.
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
How was Easter?
Easter was fun.
Did you do really anything?
I ate a lot of food. Drank a lot of wine.
Ugh.
So that was nice.
It was probably red wine, wasn't it?
It was white.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Red wine.
Some Pinot.
Yeah, Merlot has the aftertaste of buttered toast. Drink some Merlot and you'll agree with me.
That's the wine of choice of Ed from Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Merlot. That's some pretty hardcore wine.
Yeah.
For a child.
Buttered toast?
Buttered toast, I swear to God.
All right.
That's the aftertaste of Merlot.
Okay.
I had a nerd party last night, and some friends brought over some alcohol, and they brought over orange juice and Kinky Blue. And if you mix those two things together, the drink turns green.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. They are like, this is called the Ninja Turtle, and they're like, bloop, it turned green. I was like, that's cool. It's like my first 21-year-old chemistry set.
Kinky's pretty good.
Is it any good?
No, I didn't try any.
Why not?
Because I don't really drink.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nerd.
Totally.
Watch. It was the Ninja Turtle for crying out loud.
I mean, I thought about taking a sip, but
Flavor it.
Eh.
The pink Kinky is really good.
I had a gallon of milk. I was fine.
Jesus.
Me and my mistress, we were together.
You and that milk.
God.
Do you ever like chug things of like the chocolate or like strawberry? Or do you just solely straight to white?
I take my time with chocolate because chocolate's
so goddamn
a blessing.
Just so goddamn good.
It's just,
especially for some reason, like the stuff you make with Nesquik is never as good as the chocolate milk that's in like the containers.
Agreed.
For some odd reason, that Agreed. Shit's just so much better.
One time, I went to where was it? It was
Billie Jean.
It was some restaurant, and we had like six people there, and we all ordered chocolate milk, and we all downed our glass at the same time. And so the person took and filled up our took our drinks, filled it up, came back, and then dropped off a gallon of the True Moo chocolate milk. It was just like, awesome. Here you go, guys. We were like, we'll finish that tonight.
Getting chocolate milk at a restaurant reminds me of people who get PB&J at a restaurant.
Dude, people who get PB&J at Panera make me want to freak the fuck out.
We were at IHOP, so it was free refills. So I think
IHOP does free refills?
Yeah.
Village Inn does not.
Village Inn does
not.
And
I've conned some waitresses into doing it before. I was like, do you do refills? And they're like, no. I'm like, could you? And twice I've gotten free refills. I was like, yes.
I'll give you my number. Let me slide off this ring real quick.
And have it then.
Last time I was at Village Inn, I was with a very drunk Skyler. And
how was that?
He was talking about the universe for like an hour and a half.
I remember you texting me about this when it was happening.
And there's some girls at the next table looking all over at us like, God, he just won't shut up about the universe. It was so funny.
There's probably tweets back then.
The Wayback Machine.
The Wayback Machine.
Probably what back then?
No, three hit. Oh, yeah. I was like, we didn't really use the Twitter back then.
We've never really used the Twitter.
I try to.
Yeah.
I'll think of something and I'm like, that's it.
Whole week, I figured out how to schedule shit. And so now I'm on top of it, man.
Good job.
Thanks. I think I put out like 5 tweets this week.
Wait, you can schedule tweets?
Yeah. Oh.
We told him he could on TweetDeck.
Oh, yeah.
I actually, like, I tried to get that and it didn't work. So I had to get something called the Hoot Nanny. I don't think it's called Hoot Nanny. It's Hoot something. It's a Hoot Suit. Hoot Suit.
Hoot Suit.
Hoot Suit.
Okay.
3-8 Combo wishes it was sponsored by Hoot Suit. I don't know. $5, guys. We'll just say that before every news story. Hoot Suit.
So I had a random tree branching idea with Schindler's. Okay. Trying to think of more ways to get funding. And I was like, you know who hasn't done like exclusive yet on like Netflix starts making their own show? So I was like, you know who'd be up for this? YouPorn.
Think so?
Yeah. They think about it. They're like one of the biggest like websites out there that does that. They mm-hmm. haven't had exclusives yet. Motherfucker, mm-hmm. I go onto their website to like find contact info and they're like brand new introducing Pornhub exclusives. I was like, God.
Just start going the next tier down.
Yeah.
YouPorn?
YouPorn.
Yeah.
You can go there.
I didn't think about going the tiers
or
down.
Or RedTube.
Oh, God. I'll try YouPorn.
That's the extent of my porn knowledge.
Yeah. I don't know what else you need. Like, yeah, anything else, you probably shouldn't be watching.
You can also go to X-Hamster. Motherless, I don't know. But that's it.
That's it.
You could probably just attach any adjective with teens and you'll just get one.
Red teen, blue teen. Don't put that in my teen.
Oval teen.
Oval teen.
Yeah, I went there.
Bringing it back to chocolate milk. Mm-mm. That oval teen's so tasty.
Grab your tablet, look at some porn, have some chocolate milk. It's great.
Don't leave it hanging
that
around.
That's a Sunday afternoon right
there. God, red team, blue team.
Warming back to size, man, they work.
Like, yeah,
they work.
It obviously did.
I'm funny for the first time on this fucking podcast. I did it.
Oh, you're always funny.
Thank you.
Don't touch hands. Don't touch hands. Don't touch
Can
hands.
Can we touch penises? Jello?
Yeah, I was Jello. Thanks.
I'm nowhere near my mic now.
How's your week? We've done ours now.
That was boring. Didn't do anything. Nothing. Everything got canceled.
So, ah, that
and
sucks.
Here I am.
That sucks. Like. HeroScape and stuff.
Yeah, HeroScape, Pathfinder. Lame. I didn't play any of it this week. Lame. Played a lot of Final Fantasy 9.
Ooh, yeah. PlayStation 1 emulator.
I have it on PlayStation 1, but I decided to emulate it to boost the graphics.
Get better frame rates.
Yeah,
it's super sweet. You could get the redone version on the PlayStation 3.
I'm about to fight the book, the alternate boss.
Oh yeah, fuck that book.
Yeah, he's tough. Super tough.
Speaking of video games and accomplishments, I did it, fellas. I did it.
You did what?
I believed in myself. I put...
Oh, I know what you did.
So many hours into this fucking ridiculous game, and I beat the original Legend of Zelda with no walkthroughs.
Good job.
Oh, no walkthrough.
No walkthrough. It was hard as balls. It was so hard.
So, the moment after you beat the game, what'd you do?
I pulled out my phone as quickly as I could and took a picture. I was like, I did it. Here it is. Facebook, let's go. Everyone must know my struggle. And then I was like, yeah. And everyone was like, oh, play Zelda 2, you faggot. And I was like, not right now. That game's hard. So I started playing Wind Waker again. For everybody who doesn't know, my goal this year is to beat every single Legend of Zelda game that there is without using a walkthrough. It's a hell of a goal. I was planning on doing it so that, like, whenever the newest Zelda came up, I was like, ooh, jazzed on Zelda, yeah. And then they're like, nah, 2016. So,
just use this year to catch up?
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you going to beat the CDI games as
no,
well?
No, I'm not gonna beat those, but I am planning on playing all the Game Boy games, like Oracle of Ages, Oracle of Seasons, Link's Awakening, like every.
I wonder if you can emulate the CDI games.
I bet you could. There's emulators for everything, dude.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Well, not really, because those games blow. But
I genuinely have no interest. Like I want to like nod my head just to like those exist. Those are nice history. But me and Nintendo are like, let it die.
3DO or 3DI?
CDI.
Oh, CDI, my bad.
Yeah.
It's like the Wand of Gamelon and
Zelda's Adventures.
Apparently there is a Android emulator for it. There's of course the PC one, but I thought that was really random that there's an Android emulator for it.
Wow.
So that's cool. Android gets the good fucking emulators, man.
Yeah, they do.
iPhone gets the ass backwards ones that you got to do weird shit for.
The worst part of my week was I was playing Wind Waker, and I was playing till like, I don't know, 6 hours, like 6 hours total. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, we're doing it. You know what? I'm gonna really speed through the last half of this game. So I'm gonna get some extra stuff done so that the last half I just like breeze through it. I went to every single island on the fucking map, and I did the fish thing because the way that the map works. Have you guys played Wind Waker at all?
I've seen people play Wind Waker.
You have to, in order to unlock visibility on the map, you have to go to the island. On the outside of the island, there's a jumping fish who's the cartographer. Mm. You have to give him bait, and then he fills in that little section of your map.
I see.
I did that with every single square. Oh, there's, like, I don't know, 64 squares? Mm-hmm. I got the Swift Sail from an auction, which took about an hour of my time, just constantly going in and trying to like beat people at an auction to get the sail that lets you go twice as fast. You don't have to change the direction of the wind and like it just.
I feel your power.
Fast through the game, I fell asleep. I didn't save. My game shut off.
Good job. How the fuck did you fall asleep in the middle of a video game?
It was like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just like, done. Just laying in bed.
I've been there.
And I'm just like dead. And the Wii is like, I'm half tablet, so I have no battery life. You're fucked.
Well, that sucks.
The Wii is like a 4-year-old child. You just can't leave it by itself. If you're looking at it, it's fine. But as you take your eyes off it, it's fucking dead. It's in trouble, its man. Way.
All right, you guys want to get into gaming news?
Yeah.
All right, let's go there.
There's loads of gaming news right around the corner. Stick with us and see what you can catch.
The newest I Am Bread trailer is out. Have you guys played I Am Bread?
Is that the toast simulator?
Yeah, it's where you are a piece of bread and you have to try and get yourself to a toaster. Or toast yourself. You can toast yourself different ways, you know, like on a fire, you know. Like,
is this Steam?
Yeah, it's on Steam. New trailer is out, though. There are more I Am Bread episodes.
It's
very interesting.
What are the interesting ways you could be toasted? Like a tanning bed?
Well, they played it on Steam Train, and like one of the ways is they a bowling ball hit a TV, so it was all like shortening out, and you could like lay on top of the TV and toast yourself.
That's clever.
Yeah, but you have to stay away from the floor, or else you get dirty.
Ah, they're the 3 second rule.
Yeah, it's a little more than that, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Everyone knows this is 10 second rule.
10 seconds?
Yeah.
10 seconds.
How long have you been alive now?
22-ish years.
Your immune system's pretty epic.
10 seconds?
It depends on what it is.
Yeah, and the floor. It's really circumstantial.
Yeah.
If it's my floor.
If I dropped a lollipop or something, that's a half a second rule because everything's going to stick to it.
What about if it was like on my chest or something?
That's,
well, I'd probably be like, hey, did you take a shower today? And you're like, yeah. I'd be like, all right, that's fine.
Well, that's not the answer I would have given you.
He wants you to eat it off his chest.
Yeah, I want you to be like, no hands.
I guess if you provide the food, I'll think about it.
Of course he'll provide the food. Yeah. It's his chest.
No, I'm not a tea guy. Make it Snapple.
You're a tea guy.
Yeah, that's great.
The new DayZ update seems to be breaking legs left and right.
Literally.
I love it. That is a great... Was that the title that they made or you made?
That's the title that they made.
That was very witty. Good job, journalist.
Now, see, they mean it literally.
Oh.
So, what can happen now is, like, in the game DayZ, it's pretty realistic. If you fall from a certain height, you're going to break your leg.
Squirrel.
Now, you will break your leg from the smallest of falls.
Really?
Yeah. They even have a video and a GIF where this guy is just basically he's climbing a ladder, and he's on the bottom rung and slides off and breaks both his legs.
That's awesome.
That's great.
It reminds me of that SpongeBob character who's, like, conning them out of their chocolate. He's like, my bones are glass. My skin is glass. Every time I go to the bathroom, I break my legs.
Dude, old SpongeBob was so good. It's sometimes dark.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the guy that had boneitis?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And like
the DayZ video is called Boneitis, and I'm pretty sure that's related.
That's great.
He takes off and like there's a zipper of the whole thing, and it's just the con guy counting his money that he... Like, I have all these bags for sale. SpongeBob.
Well, hopefully this gets Andy excited because it got the story because of him. New Deus Ex game, Mankind Divided.
Yay!
Yeah!
They're fun. The amount of freedom they give you is really great.
What's Deus Ex?
Futuristic utopian games.
Oh, okay.
But it was the very first game was like one of the games that it was like one of the very first few to like allow modding in games, and also like modifying weapons and stuff. So that was the big one, was all the little modifications you could do to yourself and like augments and stuff.
So I've heard the phrase Deus Ex Machina for like it happened because it happened. What does that even mean? Like, what is that? Is it just it happened because it happened?
Like, I believe just because? I believe that's a term for just like future machinery.
Oh, okay.
Because that's something you'd find in a Deus Ex game.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all like cyborgs, androids, all that stuff. It's really, the new ones are really about like human augmentation. That's what the new ones are about.
Okay.
Yeah, and they got some names of some augmentations here, like super jump and spy drones, blink, deployable turret, power kick, aug disruptor, distractor.
There was one in the game before that where you get strength where you could punch through a wall and like pull someone through it. It was so
that's
fucking
awesome.
Yeah, it was so fucking cool.
How
they would like hide.
I
think once I got it, I maybe did it like 7 times.
Wow.
Because there's guys that are like standing on patrol, and they made it. You could almost bust through almost any wall. It was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. But yeah, it was really funny. You just fucking throw them behind you through the wall.
I hope this isn't a story, but have you guys seen that the Rainbow Six game?
Siege?
Yeah.
Siege looks pretty cool.
That looks like a really, like, if they get it right, that looks like a cool fucking game.
Like, they haven't made a Rainbow Six game in a very long time, so maybe it will be good.
Of like, hey, tackle this however you want. Make a plan. Go do it, Stan.
There's a little Steam indie game called Breach, I think. That's like basically the cheap $5 version of that game where you like set up a plan, like there's hostages or something or an objective you need to get. You set up who's going to take what doors, what things you're going to do, and then you all like do it. But it's all like low grade quality. This just looks like the AAA version of that.
It looks cool.
But I played Breach, and Breach was fun. So this has the same idea.
So for anyone who doesn't know, so this might exclude Andy. Guess how many discs GTA 5 is going to be on PC?
7.
Is it 7, Matt? Matt, is it 7? Did I guess it right?
What did I just say?
Matt, over here, is it 7?
It's 7.
Boom, Tam got it.
Woo-hoo! 5 points for Gryffindor.
Hufflepuff, motherfucker.
You're a Hufflepuff?
Dude, I just seem like Hufflepuff would be the place for me to go.
C-list students?
No. Yeah, dude, it's all just the chill guys. Just Hufflepuffs.
The stoners?
Yeah.
Hang out with the Hufflepuffs.
Basically, yeah. Hufflepuffs.
Is that where the students stoners go that don't listen to people when they say, when they say, don't ruin the story, Andy?
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, that's where the students go when they're like, hey, go back to your respective rooms. And Gryffindor's like, fuck you, I don't listen to rules. I'm going to go see that troll dragon or whatever.
Troll Dragon, Harry Potter Lore 101 with Andy Myers.
Well, it's looking that GTA 5 is going to be 7 discs on the PC.
7 discs? That's so many.
It's 60 gigs.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot.
I hope this is a day one patch.
Day one patch, 20
Dude,
gigs.
There was some game I saw that had an 8 gig day one patch recently that just came out.
Yeah. God damn.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, that's huge.
Yeah, that's
maybe it was a Master Chief
7
patch.
Discs.
I don't know.
That's like Final Fantasy level. Like,
yeah,
we have to fit all this shit on a 64. 15 cartridges.
I know that thing's probably like the dual layer DVDs, probably, but I remember Half-Life 2 was 6 CDs. So at that time, it was like, oh my god, that's fucking huge.
Final Fantasy 9 is 4 CDs.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That for a console game too, that's huge.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand the I wouldn't even put it on PC if it was that many discs.
Really?
Honestly. Yeah, cuz it totally takes me out of a game of like insert disc 1.
Well,
insert disc
for GTA
6.
5 this would be
it's just the install.
They would be installing. So when you're actually playing it, you'd only be putting it in one disc.
Okay. Then that's completely fine then. I thought it was just like, walked into the minibar.
No, that's the old
disc
days.
3.
That's the old days of games.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
I was just like, this game would suck.
It's like,
In the at least Final Fantasies, they break up the discs really well. Or they give it a good stopping point, each disc. It's really cool.
Yeah, they're like the end of chapters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have to insert the next.
So it never was like a big deal to me, the switching out discs. They always ended it well. It wasn't ever abrupt. And
typically when a disc ends is usually when I'm done playing for the night anyway.
Yeah.
Because I'll play all the way up until a disc ends and I'm like, oh, whoa, it's midnight. So next time I play, I just pop in disc 2.
Hmm.
But yeah, this is just for installing. Like I had Civ 3 was 3 discs. And that the first disc is the only one you need to play, but you install it off of 3.
Same thing with Half-Life.
Well, my
everything comes back
wrong
to Half-Life.
I wonder what Half-Life 3. How many discs that's going to be?
3. It's just going to be. It's going to be a fucking computer. That's
wait,
what.
0 discs.
How many imaginary numbers can we get?
That would be funny if it was just a fucking computer. It's like, buy this Alienware. It comes with Half-Life 3.
Yeah, this computer
that
is
would sell
Half-Life
so much.
3. Oh my god, yes it would.
Whenever that game comes out, it's going to sell, like, what if they made, like, console exclusive? I know it's going to sell Wii U's.
my theory...
Would you get a Wii U for Half-Life 3?
He would.
Yeah. Be honest, Andy.
Yep. I told Camilla, I'm like, if our computer can't run it when Half-Life 3 comes out, I'm like, probably going to just buy a new one straight up. She was
honey,
like,
sell your engagement ring.
Andy, I haven't seen your ring lately. Surprise, it's that computer.
I got something useful.
I got a gold band on it.
I made it useful. instead of just sitting on my finger, it's playing my game. I have a theory that when they launch that fucking headset or that virtual reality headset that Valve does, they're going to be like, oh my God, Half-Life 3 comes out on it. And Andy's going to be like, well, I guess I'm spending a grand for fucking Half-Life 3.
I just imagine Camilla, like, Camilla's in your bed reading. And you're walking around your bedroom with that virtual reality.
Completely nude.
And you also have to have hand controllers, too, so you're just naked. That'd be fucking hilarious.
Hit him with a crowbar. That's not a crowbar! That's not a crowbar!
She's just like... turns a page.
Honey, how long have you been playing? You're not supposed to play for more than 4 hours. You know what your doctor says about the erections.
It's just so real.
Warm-up exercises.
Yeah, that shit's good.
All right, guys, that'll do it for gaming news. Let's move into technology.
Back in my day.
No one cares, old this man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
Why? Yeah, see what I did there?
Yeah. Airport security raked in nearly $675,000 in loose change last year.
Damn.
Good for them, man. Coinstar's rocking it.
Coinstar's rocking it.
They should just put Coinstar's.
Coinstar's are going away.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they? I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
It kind of seemed like a dumb idea at the time. You can just go to your bank.
Yeah, because you can give change to your bank.
And they do it for free.
Yeah.
And not, like, charge you a percentage.
Yeah, but what about the convenience of the machine?
That's what they were trying for. But everyone realized that, oh, hey, that bank that's in the grocery store also has one of those.
TSA makes every effort to reunite passengers with items left at checkpoints.
Except them quarters.
However, there are instances where loose change or other items are left behind and unclaimed.
Oh no, this wallet fell out. I don't know where it goes.
Loose change jar.
This ID that was in the wallet's gone. Fuck. Change jar.
Zero where we're going to find this guy. He's even got his address.
JFK Airport. Could you imagine someone who's just such a penny pincher? Grinds his address on every coin.
Just gets arrested for defacing government property.
I've invested in a laser.
JFK Airport alone got $42,000
worth
of loose change in a year.
That's crazy.
If I had a penny for every penny that they made,
you'd have like 42,000 pennies.
Yeah,
you'd be rich.
I'd be rich.
You'd be that guy that pays in pennies.
Yeah. Just count it out.
I'm the reason corn star.
Ooh,
that sounds like a porn star from Nebraska. Ooh, it's a corn star. Where are you putting that ear, baby?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so this next story I did for my own enjoyment. There's not much to this story. Do you guys remember that old TV show, Murphy Brown?
That Futurama made fun of, and that's the only reason I know.
It did Futurama make fun of?
Yeah.
My mom used to watch it a lot. So.
Single female lore?
Yeah, basically. Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer said without that
your
TV
ex?
Series, she probably wouldn't have gotten where she is today.
Shut up! Next fucking article.
No. We have to talk about Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer.
How did you How did you come upon this? Do you have
Gizmodo.
An RSS feed of like anything Marissa Mayer shows up on?
It was on Gizmodo.
No. She was talking about it in her shower, and
that was
Yahoo
like,
CEO
oh,
Marissa Mayer's shower.
How is she? Like, is she a gentle lover?
Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer.
Yeah.
She can be demanding sometimes, but she's the CEO, so.
Yeah.
You know.
She gets
of
what
Yahoo,
she wants.
And her name's Marissa Mayer.
Yeah.
She gets
yeah.
what she wants.
She does. So do I.
Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer is a powerful, strong,
she's a powerful
woman.
That's the one email we're going to get. I am powerful.
Or
Yahoo CEO
cease
Marissa.
And desist.
Stop talking about me on your podcast.
Signed, Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer.
Oh my gosh, she does it too.
I think that might be my favorite joke in this fucking podcast.
Dude, if for some odd reason it's goddamn hilarious to talk about.
Amazon is starting to sue sellers over fake 5-star reviews. Amazon is looking to end the practice of shady sellers paying money to receive positive 4- or 5-star reviews beneath their product listings.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
I am too. I think it's interesting that they have that much money that they can do that.
Well, I mean, that's their service, though. That's how they have so much money, is that.
Yeah.
They're going after four sites specifically. Buyazonreviews.com.
Clever.
Buyamazonreviews.com. Bayreviews.net. And buyreviewsnow.com.
Bayreviews? Sounds like a website for, like, guys' side chicks. Yo, I'm going to go to Bayreviews.
It's like an off-brand Tinder.
Yeah, basically.
Swipe up, swipe down.
Swipe up and swipe down.
One of the best things to do is go to Amazon and find just ridiculously high-priced stuff and read those reviews.
Yeah. Those are great. Anything gold-plated is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Andy typing in all caps.
What the fuck?
And then you see a review from me. My girlfriend, Yahoo CEO, Mercer Mayer, loves this.
She has fine taste.
She bought me and Yahoo CEO, Mercer Mayer, one too.
All right, guys, that'll do it for technology news.
Good.
Let's go ahead and move into our last segment.
Finally. Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
Yes, that's my favorite Andy drop. Shit.
You fucked it up. A farmer in Leroy, Minnesota.
Banged a pig.
No.
Last name was Jenkins.
No.
Okay.
The last name of the city?
Yeah.
A farmer in Leroy, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Cities have last names now.
Yeah. Would you just go with my fucking joke, man?
Some thieves stole 70 grand worth of bull semen from him.
What? At least it wasn't bullshit.
Those warm-up exercises, guys.
I'll be here all week. Hey, they only last for so long, man. We're in the last inning.
A frozen canister about the size of a milk jug was stolen from an unlocked barn.
Those guys did not know what they grabbed.
Yeah, they were like,
No, you know what? I bet they did.
Why?
I bet they did. Because at the UPS store, shipping bull semen was serious business.
Really?
Yeah. First of all, you had to go to a special place to do it because it had cryogenics. And it always got super, insurance on it. Super big insurance. I bet they know what they stole.
I forgot that you worked there, and I was like, why the fuck are you shipping bull semen? Where did you get that? Was it Leroy Jenkins, Minnesota?
It was Leroy Jenkins, Minnesota.
Yeah, right.
Motherfucker.
And they say here, you know, there's a market for this. A lot of people bid on or purchase it instead of transporting their animals to and from a site. They can purchase this vial of bull semen and inseminate their cow.
Wow. There's some dude actually that guy in Leroy, Minnesota. His job is to collect bull semen.
And that milk jug worth was 70 grand.
Yeah.
70 grand worth of bull semen.
Hey, what do you do for your job? Bull stuff.
Bull stuff.
Bull stuff.
Oh, cool! Like you like hurt him or stuff?
No. What do you and your husband do? Well, my husband jacks off bulls, and I'm the CEO of Yahoo.
I love him though, but it's hard to talk about sometimes.
It's a hard life. We're both always waist deep in bullshit.
The on-site injuries can be bad.
Do I still have a rim
sometimes.
Shot on here? I don't think I do. You don't need one, okay. A San Francisco man who was accused of burglarizing an apartment last May was acquitted earlier this week after his attorney successfully argued that the suspect was actually trying to attempt to board a spaceship he thought was on its roof.
Good what? For that lawyer for talking so well.
What's that lawyer's name? We should give him out. He deserves clients.
Jeff Adashi?
Jeff Adashi?
Could we do a Skype interview with this guy?
Fourth member of the podcast.
He argued that his client, Santonio Avalés, was suffering meth-induced psychosis and believed the end of the world was nigh. Avalés somehow convinced a resident of the building to let him into the complex. Once inside, he climbed onto a fire escape, found an open window that he used to enter an apartment building and take a short nap. According to him, he was trying to enter a spaceship.
Well, I mean,
what if the dude is like completely sane? He's like, yeah, I was just there to take some shit, but I just like, I passed out, man. He's like, okay, have you seen Star Trek? We're going to pretend that happened. Deal? Like, yeah, but like that seems crazy. No. You're just on a bunch of meth, with air quotes. Like, he's like, I think this will work.
I don't get it. And then the lawyer stabs him with meth. Yeah. Like a pen.
You're going to need this in your system.
I don't want to win the case that bad. Yeah, but I do. This look good on my fucking resume.
Jeffy needs... His name is Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeffy needs this.
So, since last week, I got embarrassed by a story that was updated without an update. You remember that, Tam?
Totally. It was good. It was super good.
That was fun. Typically, when you do a story and there's an update, it says, like, update, yeah. And then the update, and then the original story underneath. So Saturday night, I got the story about, what was loose? A
butt plug. It was...
right.
I actually have zero. I don't remember at all.
It was something was loose and running around a town in Texas, but that morning
it was an animal. It was like a big, it was a big animal. They, I want to say like
that,
a vicious.
That
animal.
Morning they updated it,
like a tiger,
and it said it was caught. So I was like, animals, not on the loose.
That's good.
So. There was a goat not on the loose at ESPN's campus.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, that's good.
Was it college hazing stuff?
Was it college hazing stuff? There isn't a college near ESPN's campus. Well, but I guess
commercials. Those commercials make it look like a fucking party, man.
Well, I guess ESPN is in Connecticut, and Connecticut's tiny, so there probably is a college somewhere close.
Probably walk.
But there was a goat running around ESPN's campus. It was caught.
Huh. They needed Terry Crews, office linebacker, for that.
You know you're supposed to be using the crosswalk.
Bah.
And a professor is under investigation after allegedly sending students porn by accident.
By accident.
Drexel University law professor Lisa McElroy is under investigation.
Oh, it's a chick.
After she allegedly sent her students an email that included a link to a Pornhub video titled, She Loves Her Anal Beads. The email.
Does she not? We'll never know.
The email, obtained by Above the Law, includes the subject line, great article on writing beliefs and the body copy. I thought this article on brief writing would be interesting for all of you. But she put the wrong link.
Oh my god, I bet she just forgot to like copy. So
she is currently on administrative leave.
God, she got so many emails from thirsty dudes. Like, what does this mean?
Do they have a picture of her?
No, there's no picture of her.
Darn. You're married. I have a girlfriend.
He just wants context.
Is there a picture of her?
I do like having context, honestly.
Yeah?
Hey, don't stop right there. I'm currently in a relationship with Yahoo CEO Marissa Merrick.
What's her name? Lisa?
Yahoo CEO Marissa Merrick. No. Lisa McElroy. McElroy.
McElroy. Do you have a link to the video?
No, but I'm sure you can go to Pornhub and just search it. It's She Loves Her Anal Beads? Question mark.
Question mark?
Yeah.
I love the proper grammar.
Does she like it? Watch this video and find out.
I'm sure you could probably find a picture of her. Since she's a professor, there's probably like a staff picture of her.
They might have just taken her down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Schools are really fast about that
stuff. I'll search. I got a picture. That didn't take long.
Did you really?
Yeah. That's her right there.
Oh, coming around.
Pardon me. She might get some of the some of the like bros that are like, I'm gonna bang a college teacher or a professor.
That's her right there. All I did was highlight it in search.
What if that's the star of the movie? Like, it's not actually her. Yeah. What if that's the star of the adult film?
No way. Was she on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Yeah, she was.
That's awesome.
All right. For the $500 question, does she love Reno Beats?
Oh, I saw that coming a mile away, but I still laughed hard. I was trying to contain my laugh.
I appreciate it. I made eye contact. I was like, don't ruin this for me, Matt.
No, don't worry. I wouldn't pull an Andy.
Yeah? Seven CDs.
Is it seven?
What is seven CDs? I'll take a potpourri for 500, Alec.
Is the answer yes? She loves them.
Is it maybe, but she needs the money?
That's how I'm going to get my cast.
All right, guys. That will do it for this episode of 3 Hit Combo Podcast. So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast, twitter.com/3HitComboPC. That is the number 3. PC stands for podcast. Search for us on youtube.com/3HitCombo Podcast and email us, 3HitComboPodcast@gmail.com. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out. The book.